We want you guys for a moment of silent prayer and a pledge of
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Bassin.
Here.
Robin Andrews.
Here.
Bratton.
Here.
Larry Andrews.
Here.
Stats.
Here.
Keaveney.
Crowley.
Here.
DeGroote.
Here.
Cher.
Here.
Novosny.
Here.
Brown.
Here.
Bear.
Here.
Grayley.
Here.
Usall.
Here.
Cross.
Here.
Hallenbeck.
Here.
Hughes.
Here.
Delaney.
Here.
McDonald.
Here.
Robertson.
Here.
Pulcher.
Here.
Bertram.
Here.
Young. Mr. Chairman, 3470 present, 65 absent, and we have a quorum.
Supervisor Bertram.
Mr. Chairman, I request a motion to pay the bills, accept the treasurer's report, and file the minutes within the clerk's office.
Second the motion.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Supervisor Pulcher.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to offer local law number 9 for adoption and ask for a roll call vote.
Second the motion.
Bassin?
Yes.
Robin Andrews?
Yes.
Bratton?
Yes.
Larry Andrews?
Yes.
Stats?
Yes.
Keaveney?
Yes.
Crowley?
Yes.
DeGroote?
Yes.
Cher?
Yes.
Novosny?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Bear?
Yes.
Grayley?
Yes.
Usall?
Yes.
Cross?
Yes.
Hallenbeck?
Yes.
Hughes?
Yes.
Delaney?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Robertson?
Yes.
Pulcher?
Yes.
Bertram?
Yes.
Young. Mr. Chairman, 3470 A's. No nays, 65 absent.
New County Ethics Policy has been adopted. Thank you. Madam Clerk, would you please read the resolutions and start with number 419.
Resolution 419 of 2010 by Supervisor Stats. 420 by Supervisor Musall. 421 by Supervisor Stats. 422 by Supervisor Musall. 423 by Supervisor Cher. 424 has been pulled. 425 by Supervisor Cher. 426 by Supervisor Cher. 427 by Supervisor Bratton. And 428 by Supervisor Bratton.
Supervisor Stats.
Chairman, all those resolutions forgotten.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Resolution 425 by Supervisor Hallenbeck. 430 by Supervisor Andrews. 431 by Supervisor Andrews. 432 by Supervisor Hallenbeck. 433 by Supervisor Keaveney. 434 by Supervisor Andrews. Lawrence Andrews. 435, Lawrence Andrews. 436 by Supervisor Scheer, 437 by Supervisor Delaney, and 438 by Supervisor Delaney.
Supervisor Hallenbeck.
Mr. Chairman, I open these resolutions for adoption.
Second the motion.
Any discussion? Sorry, Bart, that Supervisor Robin Andrews beat you.
Resolution number 430, not aware of any discussion from any committee. Can somebody share with me where that came from or what that's about?
This is a resolution that was brought forth from the state. Some of our local leaders asking us to take a second look before doing dredging, continuing doing dredging, the state through dredging, and I brought the resolution forward based on their request. Okay. Supervisor Delaney.
Mr. Chairman, I must abstain from number 432.
So, any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Mr. Chairman, please note I vote no on 431.
431.
And I'd like to abstain on 430 for that enough information.
Supervisor Stevens, thank you. And Supervisor Nivaldo, thank you. So moved. Madam Clerk?
439 by Supervisor Crowley. 440 by Supervisor Bassin. 441 by Supervisor Bassin. 442 by Supervisor Scheer. 443 by Supervisor Crowley. 444 by Supervisor Lawrence Andrews. 445 by Supervisor Grattan. 446 by Supervisor Bassin. 447 by Supervisor Bassin. 448 by Supervisor Bassin.
Supervisor Crowley.
Mr. Chairman, I offer these resolutions for adoption.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, please note I vote no on resolution 439 and 440.
Also, Mr. Chairman, I vote no on 440.
Supervisor Hughes, thank you. Noted. Supervisor Nivaldo, so noted. Thank you.
449 by Supervisor Hallenbeck. 450 by Supervisor Hallenbeck. 451 by Supervisor Pulcher. 452 by Supervisor Grattan. 453 by Supervisor Crowley. 454 has been pulled. 455 by Supervisor Hallenbeck. 456 by Supervisor Hallenbeck.
Supervisor Hallenbeck, you've been busy tonight.
Mr. Chairman, I offer these resolutions for adoption.
Second the motion.
Supervisor Andrews. Robin Andrews.
On resolution 449, I was not able to confirm with our engineers today, but at the TAC meeting, which was on this last week, there was a design project that was pulled from the state funding or is not currently on the list for 2011. So I would just like that motion to be amended to say, assuming that the funding is granted. Because I'm not sure if it's this project or not, but if it is that project that didn't make the funding list, it doesn't seem like we should authorize it yet.
Yeah, so you're going to make a motion to modify that resolution to say subject to state and federal funding availability.
Exactly.
Do we have a second on that?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor of Robin Andrews' motion on resolution number 449?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
So that resolution stands as modified. We still have a pending group of resolutions before the board for motion.
Any other discussion on any other resolutions? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Mr. Chairman, voting no on resolution 452.
Thank you, Supervisor Nivaldo. Does any supervisor have any other resolution to bring before the board before we move to 418?
Regarding resolution number 438, authorizing the county committee to participate in discussions with the town of 11 in regards to the 11 landfill, it's my hope and desire that those discussions can begin as soon as possible and we can get this resolved hopefully in the next couple of months or so, so that we know where we stand regarding the whole situation. And many different options that I have put out to the legal committee as I was discussing it. And there is really, it's going to be a lot easier than what was first understood for the county to be able to do that. And I certainly hope the county would be on board with me to take responsibility for closing that landfill so that we don't have to be scared of burden ourselves.
Thank you. Any other supervisor? I have a resolution change changing our previous resolution will become effective on April 1st, providing for the $55 per item tax incentive on clothing and footwear. And then after April 1st of 2012, we go back to 110. Discussion. Supervisor Hughes.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, so on this resolution that we are now proposing, that will revert the repeal so that we have an exemption of clothes $55 and under, and then the following year we will have an exemption on clothes $110 and under?
That is correct.
Not quite.
Not quite.
Just to be precise, we did pass a repeal of the existing 110 exemption.
Okay.
That goes into effect March 1, 2011. And just in discussions, not knowing how this was going to pan out, I called New York State Tax and Finance, and they said, we passed that resolution, we certified it, we sent it to them, they accepted it, that repeal is effect. I asked them if the Board of Supervisors wants to repeal the repeal, can we do that? And they said, no, what you have to do is this resolution that's before you. You could put the 110 back, you could put a 55 in, you could put a 55 in, and then go back to the 110 the following year, which is what the state's doing. So the resolution that's before the board now would do what the states do. Have effective March or April 1, 2011, your exemption would go to $55, and that would last for a year. And then effective April 1, 2012, it would go back up to $100. So for the short period of time, you will have a 1 month period where there is a repeal of the 110.
Mr. Chairman, do we have to vote on going back to the 110, or would it automatically revert?
This resolution automatically goes back to
the 110. It automatically reverts.
Do I need
Rob, is there any way to eliminate that 1 month gap?
No. No, because even if you wanted to go back to a straight 110 at this point, they require 90 days lead time, which was December 1st. You have to ask them to shorten that period. These types of exemptions are heavily dictated by what's in statutory laws passed by New York State, so your options are limited. I mean, there was some preliminary discussions about other things you could do, tax-free weeks and things like that. We checked with state finance, and they said, no, there's no state enabling legislation on those. You can't adopt them. You can only adopt in the windows that the state provides to allow you to do
that. Mechanically, are these changes a big deal for retailers or not a big deal for retailers?
Well, that's why the state, New York State, because they have a responsibility to help and guide retailers in this process. I can't say it's easy. There is difficulty. There are changes that have to get made, but they want that much lead time so that they can effectively tell retailers what they have to do and help them do it.
Supervisor Robinson.
And is our timing now, would our timing be in sync with what the state changes are?
Yes.
So that would ease some of the burden for the...
There wouldn't be a different state tax versus a county tax. So there's still a reprogramming process that's going to happen because the state changes anyway. The county would just be in line.
Supervisor,
I'd be happy to second your motion.
So that was the motion to consider the resolution.
Right. Do we have a second?
You brought it, you second.
Okay.
I thought you brought it.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we have resolution number 457. We have a motion to accept resolution number 457.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we accept resolution 457. I would second that motion.
Mr. Chairman, I ask that you have that in a roll call vote, please.
Madam Clerk, if you take a roll call vote, we do a roll call vote, please.
Bassin.
Aye.
Robin Andrews.
Yes.
Grattan.
I'd just like to make some remarks. I appreciate the efforts of the folks on the Board of Supervisors who feel we should compromise this. I voted against eliminating the exemption before, and everybody has said it in the caucuses and said it on the floor of the Board of Supervisors better maybe than I would say it, but I'm opposed even to the present resolution. I don't believe the exemption should be lifted at all on purchases under $110.
Supervisor,
I also feel the same way.
Thank you. We have a motion on the floor.
Are we doing a roll call?
Bassin.
Aye.
Robin Andrews.
Yes.
Grattan.
No.
Lawrence Andrews.
Yes.
Stats.
Yes.
Evany.
Yes.
Crowley.
Mr. Chairman, I voted against the repeal before. I still want to voice my opposition to that, but in this case, I think it's a matter of behalf of local residents and none to the start of May. So I vote yes on this compromise.
DeGroote.
Yes.
Scheer.
Yes.
DeBosny.
Yes, and Mr. Chairman, as some of the other supervisors said, and I believe government is about compromise, I had voted no to repeal the 110 tax, and I appreciate everybody bringing this forward now, and I vote yes for this compromise.
Thank you, Supervisor DeBosny.
Brown.
Yes.
Baer.
Yes.
Braley.
Yes.
Musall.
Yes.
Cross.
No.
Allenbeck.
Yes.
Hughes.
Mr. Chairman, I too was amongst those who voted no on this, and in the spirit of compromise, I understand that this is certainly not the best option, the first one that we went to, and be quite honest, I'm not too thrilled about this, but as Supervisor Crowley put it and some of the other supervisors, we are in the spirit of compromise, and I am looking forward to it having a sunset date and us going back to the exemption of 110 the following year. So I'll vote yes.
Thank you, Supervisor.
Delaney?
Yes.
McDonald?
Mr. Chairman, as you know, I also voted against that too, but as Supervisor Crowley and Supervisor Hughes have said, I can live with the 55, so I'll vote yes.
Thank you, Supervisor Kelly.
Robertson?
Mr. Chairman, I voted no originally on the first resolution, but to understand the compromise is a necessary part of government, and in keeping with the state, so that the county and the state can hopefully work together better financially. The state of New York is in dire straits right now, and there's no sign that it's going to immediately improve, but $55 is a smaller pill to swallow, because I had also considered the fact that regardless of property owners taking a break by not having to pay taxes on the property, they would spend the money through purchase of clothing and goods. I am not a property owner, and I would have taken a hit for it, but I could handle the $55 rather than the $110, so I would support this.
Thank you, Supervisor.
Vulture?
Yes.
Bertram?
Yes.
Young? Mr. Chairman, 2952 A's, 518 nays, 65 absent.
Resolution is adopted. Thank you. Before we move on to resolution number 418, we have an adjustment in the budget. Supervisor Baer, would you like to update the board on the adjustment, please?
For those of you that have the budget resolution in front of you, the total budget is $149,270,586. On the resolution that you have in front of you, the total estimated revenues are $103,690,019. By changing the repeal of the abatement to 55, the estimated loss in revenue is approximately $300,000. So that the new total estimated revenue number to be amended to the resolution would be $103,390,819, or $300,000 less. And making up that difference, since the accounts have to balance, it would be drawing down an additional $300,000 from the fund balance, and so the next line, an appropriated fund balance, would increase from $5,279,000 to $5,579,000.
and that brings the total tax levy even at zero increase. So that would be my proposed amendment to 418.
What's the reduction of fund balance after that?
Well, we're looking at 10.5 million probably at the end of this year or the end of next year?
The end of 2011.
Probably at 8.7 million, something like that.
So we had, obviously the sales tax change implicates the budget. We had a public hearing on the budget. You are within your authority to change the budget after the close of the public hearing. But just to formalize it, let's make a motion to accept this budget as revised right now with these figures and these numbers as the budget, and then we can actually go through the resolution to approve that. Does that make sense?
Entertain a motion to adjust the budget.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Entertain resolution 418.
418 by Supervisor Keaveney.
Supervisor Keaveney.
Finally.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to offer 418 for adoption as amended and request the roll call vote.
Second. Bassin.
Mr. Chairman, before I cast my vote, I'd like to thank you and Mr. Baer and Mr. Campanera for a very informative and very thorough budget process. I think all of us have learned a lot about the numbers, and I know this being my first budget, it's been a very instructive process, and I hope that going forward we will keep the communications open and the numbers flowing. So thank you all very much. I vote aye.
Thank you, Supervisor Bassin.
Robin Andrews.
Yes.
Grattan.
No.
Lawrence Andrews.
Yes.
Stats.
Yes.
Keaveney.
Yes.
Crowley.
Mr. Chairman, like I said, the compromise on the sales tax was good and bad. I feel like there's still places that can be cut in the budget to offset that loss in sales tax revenue. I identified a couple for consideration. I would have to vote no on the budget.
Thank you, Supervisor Crowley.
DeGroote?
Yes.
Chair?
Yes.
Novosny?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Baer?
Yes.
Braley?
Yes.
Musol?
Yes.
Cross?
No.
Hollenbeck?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to just take a moment to thank the Budget Salary Committee for their diligence in putting together this hard work in putting together this budget. I'd also like to thank those who came with their prepared speeches of concern this evening on the budget. I'd just like to comment that after careful deliberation of the budget and review of the budget, and after certainly everybody's concerns, I think, here of the unemployment rate and foreclosures that we've seen, I'd just like to say that I think it would be a, for the first time in the county's history, the budget comes forth for homeowners with a 0% tax levy. And I think it would be a disservice for me not to support that. It's time to put the homeowners first, and I vote yes. Thank you.
Hughes.
Mr. Chairman, like some of my fellow supervisors, I certainly appreciate the spirit of coming up with a compromise to the sales tax, although it is not all of that I wanted. I do appreciate it. But as they have stated, I too am a little concerned, and there are some other cuts that I would like to have seen in here as well, as far as payroll, adding the addition to payroll and things of that nature. And because of that nature, I will have to vote no.
Delaney.
Mr. Chairman, I would just like to echo Supervisor Bass and Supervisor Hollenbeck's comments and vote yes.
McDonald.
Mr. Chairman, I wrestled with this long and hard, I'm sure, as everyone else, and I do appreciate the hard work that the budget salary can be put into this. And I certainly applaud 0% tax increase for the taxpayer for the property. But I, too, agree that there are some things in the budget that maybe we should look at, and therefore I vote no on the budget.
Thank you, Supervisor Martin.
Robertson?
Yes.
Folter?
Yes.
Bertram?
Yes.
Young? Mr. Chairman, 25, 23 A's, 947 nays, 65 is absent.
The budget is adopted. Thank you. Does any supervisor have anything else to be brought before the board tonight? Supervisor Nico.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just would like to wish everybody in this room a very, very Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Anyone else?
Chairman. I'd like to quickly recognize those responsible for the winter walk in the city of Hudson. Each year they seem to do themselves. Another fantastic winter walk. And all of